Can I request all of you to stand up? We have been hearing the Om chanting of the Yajna original. Now let us participate in that Om chanting of the Om Mandali at least 5 times. So join with me and let us go back to those early days of the Yajna where Brahma Baba chanted these sacred words, made everyone fly. Om. Om. I take this opportunity to welcome all of you once again to this special congregation of Om. In other words, to Om Mandali. We are sitting here in Om Mandali. Mandali means congregation. Om is not a new word to any one of us. It's a very ancient, sacred word which exists for years and years. It's just the way it is being repeated or chanted that gives the experience. You can say this word with your lips. You can say this word from your heart. You can say with understanding and feelings. So when the original jewels came to Baba, Baba was chanting this word with understanding and feeling. And so everyone instantly went into experience of Om. So that is our aim in this journey. Not just repeat the word through lips. From now, as you have entered this beautiful journey of Om to Om Shanti, for the next 14 days, you consider yourself being in the tapasya of Om. Tapasya means consistency. So let that word echo in my ears and let it echo in Gyan Sarovar. These vibrations, it can touch even the elements of matter. It can even touch the deep subconscious mind and give a very deep realization. We call it a journey. We call it as a unique journey towards unknown, but it's known. It's just for me to discover. I was just remembering when Baba chanted this Om, what made souls to experience bliss? That was the experience of the Om chanting that made those who came once to Baba never return. Even when others came to see what is happening, they themselves would stay back. It was a magic. The atmosphere was magical, means blissful. So sometimes when we use the word Om Shanti, it is very, very bare, you know. It doesn't have any flavor. It doesn't have any power. So let us experiment for the next 14 days. Every time I use the word Om through my lips, or even when I think, I should feel the vibration, because this sacred word carries wonderful, beautiful vibration that can even become an aura around you. And you can walk in that aura of power, peace and bliss. So any one of you who have not experienced what is bliss, experiment in this journey during your stay in Madhubani. In a soul, it's described as Sat, Chit, Anant, truth, living and bliss. And for God, we say Satyam, Shivam, Sundaram. So these are the keywords, I would say, you can explore with your own self-navigation. You have to create your own milestones, and you have to be alone with Baba in this journey. We are all together, but traveling by ourselves. So I don't need to say I am Sat, I am Chit, I am bliss. Truth and bliss go together. So where there is truth, there is naturally bliss. And this experience of truth, I the soul, and bliss can be discovered only when I am introvert, only when I am in silence. So it is this journey I feel from Om to Om Shanti is actually a journey to understand and realize I am. You know, the two strong words, I am. Who am I? You know, I was remembering this evening, this whole journey is, you know, connects with three words which Dadi Janki often speaks about. Who am I? Who I belong to? Who am I? Who I belong to? Where I have come from? So the feeling we all need to carry with us, whether we are in the classroom, whether we are in the dining room, whether we are in your bedroom, you are on journey. Journey doesn't just happen when you come to the classroom. We have just embarked already. As Baba says, the boat has left the anchor. We are moving. So try as much as possible to feel the meaning of the words. I remember one of the dadis was sharing her experience when she came to Baba. Actually, you know, it is Chandramani Dadi's family. They are seven sisters and one brother and father and mother. So the mother got the knowledge first. And at that time, of course, in the beginning, this was the advertisement, Om Mandali, Om chanting, anybody goes, they experience bliss. No other advertisement was made. And so when she brought her daughter, who had just lost her husband, just got married and lost the husband, so the whole family was in sorrow. So when she was brought in front of Baba, that time no picture was available to give 7 days course. There was no other meditation commentary or anything like that. Baba just looked at her and asked her, "Who are you?" She said, "I am a very sorrowful being." Baba said, "Next question. What is the world like?" She said, "Full of sorrow." So then Baba said, "Okay." He took a piece of paper and with pencil, not even pen, he drew a little human body figure, hands and legs like this, and put a dot here. So Baba said, "Look, you are talking about the sorrowful being that is this body. You are not body. You are Om. You are soul. That's it. So let us experience Om." And when Baba gave Drishti, she flew beyond the body and was just enjoying bliss. For so many hours, she did not come down. When she came down, Baba asked her, "Now tell me, who are you?" "I am a peaceful being." "What the world is like?" "Full of peace." So what is experience? Feeling. So many of us, you know, when we are asked, "Have you seen the soul? Have you seen God?" we are a bit confused to say yes or no. But when we go into this depth midst of this experience, that is journey, diving deep into the subtleties of the aspect of soul consciousness. You may know soul, but during this journey, try to go deeper and feel the subtleties of the soul. So you become embodiment. And that is why we say that this is a journey which needs courage. You need to have a lot of courage to be on this journey of Om to Om Shanti. Why we are talking about courage? I'm not sure what others are thinking, but my feeling is courage is to take a bold step towards the unknown, but having faith that I will get there. That is why Baba always says, you take one step of courage and Baba will come forward to help you 1,000 steps. So let us keep this aim, this bhakti for 14 days. You know why we have chosen 14 days, you may wonder. We heard that dadis did the tapasya for 14 years. So at least we can do for 14 days. So what are the conditions, what are the guidelines, the disciplines Baba made them follow so that they can really be in that bhakti? So one thing Baba said, you need to let go of the consciousness of the body. Second thing is to let go of consciousness of bodily relatives. You are here, you have traveled all the way from your countries. So don't think of the people whom you have left behind, what is happening to them. Unless there is emergency. Otherwise, feel as if you are dead to this world. When I die, the whole world is dead to me. Try and experiment whether I can just be me for 14 days. You will be provided with many ingredients. You will be provided with many methods to enhance that practice. But this is what Baba also suggested in the Yajna. No letter writing, no receiving any letter, no writing, no meeting anyone, not talking to anyone, you know, just doing all the duties, but with that consistent tapasya to be soul, not becoming. No, I remember one of the Murlis, Baba said, you children are still sochta swarup. That means you are thinking to become soul conscious. But let this journey lead you to the experience of be soul conscious. Smriti swarup. Smriti, we all have awareness, but we also play forgetfulness too. So that remembrance and forgetfulness does not allow us to generate power. So let us keep the aim in this journey to become embodiment of self-awareness. No, it is the key. It is the first lesson and last lesson. Om. You know, in the Laukic world, people say Om means God. And that is why in all the Indian temples, the top, they show the symbol of Om. But of course, now we know Om is made up of three letters, A, O, Ma, Aum, which means I am Atma. So I don't need to say, but I have to be. So automatically the vibrations, the atmosphere that is created through our practice in this journey will not only help myself, will also help others. So I just want to suggest some tips that you can use from morning till evening for the next 14 days to be successful in this journey. First of all, I think very important that we wake up with the right consciousness, with the first thought, you know, not looking at the clock, but to by really saying Om Shanti to Baba, good morning to Baba, and create that affirmative thought about myself. I am peace. You know, these two words, I am, is very, very important to suggest to myself few times. Because you become what you think. So keep a special attention to make sure your intellect and mind is activated from the first thought in the morning itself. And of course, I always like Dadi's suggestion to keep 4 hours in the morning totally silence as much as possible. Silence of the lips and silence of the mind. You know, so you will find that you are able to dive deeper into this journey of knowing who I am, whose child I am, the intimacy, because another important aspect that we need to discover, explore, is the intimacy in my relationship with Baba. Not just superficial. Because after all, yogi is a life, Brahmin is a life. So life means relationship, and relationship should be intimate. Then only you are able to feel Baba. You know? So feel Baba this time. You know, like, we don't need to wait for the 12th of March whether Baba is coming or not coming. No need to have questions. But begin to feel. And the easiest way is to be a soul. I remember day before yesterday in the Murli, Baba said, to be bodiless means to remember Baba. You remember? So just that, automatically the magnetic pull comes to me. I am able to feel Baba's presence. I am able to feel Baba's sustenance. I am able to feel myself like being in the womb of God. You know, in the song that you heard in the beginning that was sung in the Yajna, and there was one word, you know, like when you become totally soul conscious, it is as if you are in the womb of God and you are having conversation, silent conversation, which only you and Baba knows and nobody else. But then the impact of that automatically comes on my life, on my sanskaras, on the atmosphere. So explore something new every day in these 14 days in your journey. There must be some aha moment, you know, like I discovered the love of this relationship, I discovered the attainment of this relationship, I just begin to feel myself being at home. So it is not going to be difficult for us to move from corporeal to the subtle to the incorporeal. Now this is also included in this journey. You know, some people always ask, since when we started to use the word Om Shanti? Nowadays Brahma Kumaris means Om Shanti, but those days it is only Om Mandali. You know, those old ladies who have known Baba from the beginning, they still call it Om Mandali. They don't call it Brahma Kumaris. They don't call it Om Shanti people. And I remember, you know, when they came to Madhuban in 1950, and after some time, when Brahma Baba was physically not well, and so Baba went to Bombay, and of course at that time, you know, some word need to be used to introduce who is he, where is he from. So I think someone asked Baba, so that is the time when Baba said, say Om Shanti. So from then, it is 1950-56, I think, the word Om Shanti started to be used. But of course, people at that time did not know the meaning of it. But now it is being extended. It is not just introduction of myself. It means many things. No, introduction of my home, introduction of my father, you know, it is self-form, self-occupation, self-religion, self-qualities, seven things are included now in Om Shanti. In the beginning, it was just Om, Sachit Anand. That's all, just experiencing bliss. But now, we have gone into the depth of discovering the seven qualities of the soul. You know, seven qualities of the soul, and we become aware of the aim, Swadesh, Swalakshan, Swakaram, you know, so Swadarshan Chakradhari. So we discovered many layers of Om Shanti now. So during this, as we have embarked with courage to reach our destination, which is of course to become an angel like Baba, you know, so I have to move deeper, dive into myself to be embodiment, embody it. So my suggestion is that, you know, before you say Om Shanti through your lips, when you meet someone from now, 1 second look into their eyes. First, language of the eyes, then language of the words, meeting through the words. So that will leave the feeling behind the words with the person with whom you are interacting. So let us look like, you know, what Baba calls Allah Log. Allah Log means God's people. We don't have to say, you know, we are on this journey, we are God's children, we have connection with God. But the moment our expression on the face, our interaction, everything alaukik, not laukik. As Baba said in one of the Muralis recently, let it not be ordinary. Because we are holding the hands of the boatman and we have handed over our string of life in the hands of the boatsman. So we are moving along. So feel yourself progressing every day and feel yourself coming close to your destination. You know, I remember as Baba, you know, the organization grew from 1950 onwards, 60, 69, Brahma Baba's expression became totally different because he no more said Om Shanti so much with his mouth. But in the final days of his becoming avyakt, Baba became more silent. You know, we have heard the experience that anyone who used to come in front of Brahma Baba, Baba will take them into silence and after that just listen to what they want to say in two words, but they don't have anything to say because they already had an experience. So in a way, I think this is the opportunity for us to go into the experience of Om Shanti. Not just saying, but into the experience. Because within that peace is merged love. Within that love, there is power, purity, happiness and bliss. So automatically the consciousness of the body will dissolve. You know, for Pandavas, they say they got melted on the top of the Himalaya mountain. Why they talk about Himalaya mountain, no other mountain? Because to melt the consciousness of the body is so difficult as is to climb the Mount Everest. So, but it can be done with ease if I can just hold on to the awareness of what I am. You know, many times many brothers and sisters work very hard to become soul conscious. Because they begin to think what they are not a lot. I am not this body, I am not this mouth, I am not these eyes, I am not this. So whatever they are thinking, they are becoming. So I would like to request to change your pattern of thoughts. Don't think what you are not. You know that you are not that, so why you want to think? Just think what you are and you will become that. Then your meditation commentary also will be very short. But not just the thinking, but allowing the thoughts to sink within yourself. This is what Baba gave them the experience when they were in Karachi, you know. Baba used to take them Clifton Beach, sometimes on the beach, give them just one thought. I am a powerful soul. I am truth. So go and meditate. For 2 hours, Manohar Dadi used to tell us, they will just sit solid, still, just being truth, that's all. So that realization gave them so much power that when they came onto the field of service, that power helped them to face all the obstacles. So try, think not too much in this journey. Create only few thoughts, but let it sink into your mind. You know, for that, always make sure all three doors are closed. There is always only one-way traffic. The door of the consciousness of the body, the door of the consciousness of bodily relatives, the door of the consciousness of worldly objects. Nothing is needed in this journey. Just one-way traffic. Baba. So when all my thoughts go in that direction, I don't need to fight also. There is no other thoughts coming. So let us really dive so deep into the experience of soul consciousness, self-realization, God-realization. Now, unless I have self-realization, see I with my real eye. Realize means what? To see me with the real eye. Then, with the same eye, I can see God. So, when there is union, there is bliss. So how would you describe bliss? How would you describe the experience of bliss on this journey? It is called super sensuous joy, atindriya sukh. So you are beyond. Not an observer, not detached, but beyond. So you are able to feel yourself like being on the swing, swinging on the swing. Swing is the symbol of bliss. So you are beyond sense organs, beyond senses. So to be on this journey from Om to Om Shanti, you don't need any music. You don't need any meditation commentary. You just need to have your own self-directed thoughts and hold that thought over a period of time until you feel the flavor, you taste. So let us do it collectively as well as individually, so that we create power. You know, in olden days, they say when rishis and munis used to do tapasya, they used to be sitting in a cave, but they never told anybody that they are sitting there. But their concentration, their focus, even though it was on Brahma element, was so strong. Their purity was so powerful, the vibration like lava of a volcano went out, touched people in the town. So they took it as a road map and traced these people in the jungle, in the cave, and provided whatever they needed. So we are here in Gyan Sarovar. So let us do such tapasya in these 14 days. It's not sitting in one place, but sitting in the room of introversion, creating an atmosphere of solitude, taking a seat of stability and focus. So be in your private room all the time. Even in the gathering, you are in your private room and in the atmosphere of solitude, soundproof room, and with the state of stability I can focus. And as long as I want. So nothing, nobody can pull me. So then the vibrations of our tapasya that we do for 14 days, it will reach out like tsunami to the world. I don't need to say. So let us cooperate, yeah? And make up our mind to leave everything behind, whatever we have left. For this time, I have made time for myself. And Baba has given us the warning, this is the year of completion. If I don't do this 14 days tapasya now, how can I go fast and become first, even though I have come last? I have to do something, right? I remember once Baba said to the first timers, of course Baba has given you this blessing, last go fast and fast go first, but you have to do the same thing that others did in 10 minutes, in 1 minute. That means so fast. So automatically with this determination, because to do all these things you need determination, willpower, then Baba's help will come, family's blessings will be with you, and then you can really experience the Om Shanti now. Because we started with Om, experiencing bliss, experiencing the truth of the soul, and now as we journey towards our destination, we become whole. Not just soul consciousness, God consciousness. So that is why when Baba came to India, Madhuban, it's only after that many knowledge aspects were revealed. You know, in the beginning, they did not know difference between Brahma and Krishna. Many even thought that Brahma himself was God. Many even thought it was Krishna. So there was no differentiation, but just the feeling of soul consciousness was there. But when they came to Mount Abu, India, so Baba started revealing the depth even more. What is point of light? Who is God? Who is Shiva? So the connection was made. So Om to Om Shanti is not just soul consciousness, but together with soul consciousness, God consciousness. So that we can really experience the bliss of practicing yoga. Because one of the aim of all yogis is to really experience the bliss. I really want you, all of you to take this determination that this time I must return home after having tasted the bliss, the Atindriya Sukh, the original authentic quality of the soul and God. So we become God-like, not God himself. So I wish all of you a great success, a grand success on your journey. But individually, you need to create your own navigation, your own milestones to check yourself how far you have reached and what you have discovered, what you have explored. So in that way, we feel like we are still being nurtured. We are still being sustained by Baba in different ways. So just keep that in mind. Every time, how many times I use the word Om today? How many times I thought of Om Shanti today? How did I use it? Did I just say with my lips? Did I just say from my heart, with understanding? So check. So make it a practice so that when we go back, people can feel the different vibrations when we use the same word when we meet with them. Okay? So we will have some meditation, and after meditation today we also have the privilege to listen to Mohini Ben. So first we will go back to our authentic identity, eternal identity of being just the dot, sparkling in the center of the forehead, just being Om. And then we move to Shanti, which is actually the religion of the soul, the home of soul, and the quality of Baba. So I just help you with a few thoughts, and then we will spend more time in silence, feeling, rather than just thinking and listening. So enjoy your journey. Om Shanti. So try to sit straight. Whenever you sit, it's good for your breathing, it's good for your posture also. I thank myself for giving myself this opportunity to be with myself. I consider myself unique, valuable, a special person on this earth. I want to discover myself. I want to feel my true being. I allow all thoughts and vibrations of this corporeal world to fade away at a distance. I feel myself in the present now. I am light. I am a soul. A living sparkling light. My throne in this body is my forehead. I, the being of light, totally distinct. From this body, just a being, a being of light. Being of peace, filled with power, this experience, I am totally inside. Feeling very light and weightless. So weightless and light, I fly beyond this body. I see myself floating beyond the pull of this cosmos. Enjoying freedom, enjoying me, the real self. Being beyond, freedom, silence, bliss defines me. Thank you. beyond the pull of this matter, floating freely, enjoying bliss, the real me. In this awareness of being a pure light, I feel a subtle pull upwards. I am pulled like a magnet towards the Supreme Light. I see myself being in front of the Supreme Light, like the sun. I am being showered with the rays of light, white, peace and love of the source of light. I, the soul, I'm lost in this ocean of light. I'm connected. I'm in union with Baba. I stay in this blissful experience of being merged in the ocean. have attained, whatever I have to attain, that is total contentment, fulfillment. Long lost and now father, I absorb light from the ever-lit light. I radiate light. I am light. Up. ever-lit light.
prayerful hearts.